KD8VSI. Phew, muggy already. Yeah, it's pretty gross out. It's kind of like a foggish layer, and then I had to take the garbage out to the curb this morning. And, like, it's a 70-degree temperature, but it sure didn't really feel that good because it was still better in the house where it's drier.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this has been one of the worst summers as far as weather that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, not a lot of days that are actually nice where you can enjoy them all day long. You know, it's either too cold and rainy or too rainy or just too hot to do anything. It's waiting for it to level out a little bit.
Well, we're what? 2.5 months away from fall and we haven't had more than a week of nice weather?
That's crazy. Well, hopefully the fall will be good. I prefer that as well. I know you do too, but how's the yard coming along? You got any progress there? Haven't heard any updates.
No, none yet. It's getting frustrating. The guy I hired to do this, you know, he got the first round of dirt knocked out, did a good job, and now I can't get him to come back. You know, he's busy. I mean, granted, it's been horrible weather, so I know he's falling behind, but we still got a lot of work to do. I still don't have a yard, so I'm going to give him, I'll probably give him another week here to at least schedule something with me and be like, all right, I'll be there this day before I'm going to have to find someone else, because we're, you know, 2 months goes quick. You blink and it's the next week, so I need this all done and prepped by August so I can feed. And I still have a lot of work to do after it gets graded, including, you know, picking out debris because it's fill dirt and unscreened topsoil, picking out rocks, things like that. So there's still a lot to do. It's not just him pushing the dirt down.
Man, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's somewhat typical, though. And if he came and did a good job on the first round, you kind of want to stick with him. And then, you know, like you said, busy weather, all that. I hope it works out for you. But, yeah, none of those things ever go in a timely fashion like you want it to. Not a whole lot you can do about it either, but the plan you got is about as good as it's going to get. Give them about another week and then start shopping.
That ain't DDF. Yeah, it's pretty much what I told my wife. I was like, don't plan on having a yard this whole summer. You know, next year we'll be able to enjoy it, but this summer is a building year and dumping a lot of money into it and just kind of living inside, which fortunately the weather's been so bad that I'm not really missing the yard. But it is what it is. Give me 1 second. I got to take this call. Right, ADBF.
8VSI. CY, Don, you out there?
Running a little late today and the calls are already coming in. Anyway, so yeah, that's where we're at. It is what it is. The driveway got trashed again, so that's the other bummer. But anyway, what have you been up to, Greg? How you been?
I am good. Nothing in life happenings is very exciting. Ham radio, I got a P25 radio that I'm tinkering with. Lots of little ups and downs with that between the software and the hardware and the getting parts for it and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I got the T-shirt for P25 and could get on the repeater and talk simplex with Dave. Yesterday I got it working with my PiStar. I think I want to get some alignment done on both my DMR radios and my P25 radio, so I'm going to be doing that probably after field day. And today's probably prepping for field day, you know, getting the software all ready and getting my routine down and see what happens with that.
Good deal. I remember the last time I talked to you, you were working on that Midland, so it sounds like you got it dialed in finally. I look at the radios and then talk myself out of it because I'm still not in range, and I would hate to have a shiny toy that I couldn't use. Perfect example, I bought that handheld TV radio, drove around with it in the truck for 3 days, did not hear a single thing, and I was like, this is not worth having. So that's why I haven't gotten into the P25 yet, but I do want to start playing a little bit more radio. I just have not had any damn time. But I do have an ICOM 705 in my cart again, so we'll see what happens this fall.
Okay. Yeah, well, you can't go wrong with that radio. It's a nice thing to have if you got the use for it and all of that sort of thing. Yeah, CP in the car, I don't know about that. And in your case, even the P25, you know, halfway to work, you know, the second half, and then while you're at work, that's about all you would use it for as far as the repeater is concerned. And same here. I'm not probably going to use it a whole lot, but I went the cheapest route I could find, and I got my feet wet on it, and I learned some stuff, and I'll finish the project, get everything all dialed in. You know, like I said, it's working now, but it can be a little bit better, so I'll go for the whole nine yards, and then I'll have that in my repertoire. But as far as your use case, I don't know that I would do it at all, especially for the cost of it. It you know, if it was $100, yeah, maybe, but it's significantly more.
I'm in my crater. Are you getting me okay here?
No problem. A little bit of bacon, but that's about it.
All right. Yeah, all said and done, I was going to be probably closer to $400 into it. Like, man, that's a tough pill to swallow. I could buy, you know, I didn't pay that for my 2730B that's on my desk that, you know, does a lot more. So that's why I kind of backed away. And I want to get another QRP rig just for listening. I was looking at the 6100, and then I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do it, I might as well get the one I want. So I'm probably going to get a 705 again just because it'll do everything I want it to do. But I do want to hear this P25 stuff, though. I want to see the hype. It just doesn't make sense for me to try it because I won't be able to hear anything.
It definitely sounds good. There's no question there. It's in my opinion, you know, everybody's different. Don't know anything about D-Star, but DMR, you know, how digital it is, and then Fusion to me is a step up from that, and then I want to say P25 is a half step up from that. You can tell the differences, and P25 is better in my opinion.
That's how I've always understood it, is it's the pinnacle of digital. But I'm biased. I like the D-Star. I like D-Star to D-Star. I don't like the crossover. It doesn't sound as good. But, you know, talking to Dave, D-Star to D-Star, I think that's the best digital I've heard. But we don't ever do it. My open spot's probably dead in a drawer somewhere.
I would venture to think RF-wise, if you could go RF, D-Star to D-Star, that would probably be really good. Dave and I could probably do that. KZ, Dave and I, we just can't hit each other. He's only 7-8 miles away, but he's kind of been a little bull, and there's nothing that we've been able to direct RF with each other. So maybe if I get an antenna outside and a little higher at some point, we'll see. But that sort of thing. And then as far as hearing the P25, we still got to do a me, you, and Sean lunch day. And then I'll bring mine, he can bring his, and you can get a feel for it.
Good morning.
Good morning. Didn't quite catch who that was.
W8FU. I've been listening for a bit here while I was at the line at Starbucks. And for some reason, the Warren's offline, so won't be able to get to that for about 5-10 minutes here, but FYI.
Warren FBI repeater?
because it's not on the system. So everything else seems to be connected, but Warren's offline, so.
His Dakota just kind of went dark. Maybe he just switched from Romeo or Richmond over to Warren, and then he's not there. I'm on the hub, so. All right, good to know. You heading that way then?
Warren and UMP are not linked right now. Yeah, we were just talking about that. I just chimed in here and told Greg, and I thought I was telling you and Greg, but Greg said surmise that you had gone over there. I won't be able to get to it for about 5 minutes here. But yeah, for some reason, Warren is, the repeater is up because why am I drawing a blank? Brian on there this morning. He was at work. And then I switched over and I heard you guys talking. I'm like, what the heck? And, ah, crap. I misspoke. UMP's up here. Yeah, I think Warren is, the repeater's up, but it's not connected, so take a look at that when I get stopped here. I don't have the stuff on my phone to deal with it. I got it on my laptop here, but I ain't pulling my laptop up and firing it up. Anyhow, good morning. I heard most of the discussion.
Just the usual chit-chat at the 7 a.m. hour. Got up early, got my 45 minutes of cardio in, and got the garbage taken to the curb, and now I'm just chilling.
Good morning, John. I'm just making my way here. I'm almost to work. Friday. Have a birthday party I got to go to tonight. Then it's the weekend. Groovy. Well, I'm ahead of schedule here. I'm just pulling in the lot right now. And for me, it's, work day. Boy, it's really foggy or something here by work. And the week, I got a new generator coming on Saturday, so I'm looking forward to that. Get that thing fired up and see how it runs. Should be able to run my whole house and then some. So, all right, I'm in the lot here. I'm going to turn it over to you guys. I'll run inside and get the Warren connected next couple 5 minutes or so. Greg, WAFU.
All right, good deal. And on the generator, too, we'll talk about that a little more. Dakota, I didn't hear, how was Vegas? That was all the way last weekend, wasn't it? Didn't really know why you were going and how it all went.
All right, John, have a good one, man. So it was our CEO's wife's 50th, and he threw her a surprise party. So he flew some of us out there for the weekend. For whatever reason, I don't know. There was a handful of us from the company that went, and then the rest was friends and family. So I thought that was pretty cool, but that was the main reason we went out there. And then our anniversary was last Sunday. And it's funny, I just said the same thing. I'm like, can you believe that was a week ago already? Time flies. So it was a riot. We got 7 hours of sleep in 3 days. We were up for 25 hours the first day, partied for 12 hours straight, and then woke up and did it again. So, is it something I'd want to do every weekend? No, but it was definitely fun.
Wow, that's perfect. That's exactly the way it should go. Yeah, not always, but you get a trip like that, you take advantage of it. Very cool. Just where did you stay? I'm curious.
We stayed at the Encore, which is right next to the Wynn.
Very good. Cool. Did you stay there the whole time, or did you chomp around at all?
Nope, we we stayed there. It's basically a campus. They're all connected. So everything, the whole itinerary, which we had a booked one, it was really nice because we didn't have to go outside other than the pool party, which was also at the hotel. And then you could just traverse between the two hotels inside. So that was really nice. I got some pictures and videos I can show you and some stuff I can tell you off air, but it was a great time. I'm super glad I went. Monday was tough, though. So was Tuesday.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, as you get older, and well, you went pretty hard, but I remember it would take a day to recover and then 2 days to recover. Now if I go hard, it's like 4 days, and so I just pretty much don't do it anymore. But you got to take advantage of those. And we'll get a lunch together and go over some stuff. And very good. Glad to hear you did that. And then it's a good getaway for you. You probably needed it.
Yeah, or maybe one weekend we can all get together and, you know, grab lunch or POTA or do something. Just, we got to get some decent weather here. But, that was the first time my wife and I went on vacation since we started having kids 5 years ago. So it was very nice, but short-lived. Anyway, I'm here Friday. I'm late. There's already people calling me, so I'm going to get inside and get today rolling. So maybe I'll catch you on my way out of here. If not, I'll be around this weekend, and hopefully you're going to play some radio. So I'll be clear after yours. Good talking to you, and have a good day. NADBF.
All right, very good. Get in there and hopefully get out of there, at a decent time today, maybe early. It is Friday, right? Talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
Who? Was that ABATR? Was that you, Phil? I think we doubled.
Yeah,
just FYI, 2.6 is offline, and it's not anything I can do remotely. Got no connectivity into the site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just tried relinking and nothing happened, so I figured something like that. Was it something you have to go to the site for?
Yep. It looks like the router at that location's offline for some reason.
All right. You never hooked up that remote AC switch, did you?
No, but if I didn't have connectivity into the site, how would I get to it?
Oh, well, those things can be set up to like ping every so often, and if it doesn't get a response from the router or whatever, it would reboot automatically.
Okay, so far as I know, the ones that we've utilized don't do that. I'm sure they could. I'm guessing they could, but I know of no such functionality built into them.
Yeah, I've got one at the computer site and one at the where the router is, which is remote, and they both do that. So I have the one at the repeater site pinging the router, and if it doesn't detect it, it will recycle the power at there, and then if it's the one at the router, if it stops pinging like Google, it will reboot the router, it will recycle the power.
Makes a lot of sense, but I'm not aware of us having anything like that on ours. I don't know. Fred set them up, so I'm not sure if that's a capability or something we don't do or can't do or don't want to do, you know, et cetera. So all I know is it's offline, and I don't know if that's the case.
Okay, well, to figure it out, I'm sure. So I pulled the trigger on the Kenwood, this older model Kenwood.
Yeah, I heard you briefly talking about that yesterday, but and I've seen a few of the older ones, but I have no firsthand knowledge or any pretty much any knowledge of any of the older stuff. About the only thing I know about is the NX series, and they were off my radar before that, so. Interesting.
Yeah, this is a TK series. It's doesn't have DMR, but looks good, and was able to get all the parts you need to remote it, and the programming software I can get for nothing, and it's not locked in like the newer stuff is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the TK series products, but that was a long-running, you know, series, TK. I mean, I think our little repeaters are TKs, you know, so they've been doing TKs for a very long time. So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I should have it in a few days, probably beginning of the week. Play around and see how it works. Oh my God, we had somebody going 20 miles an hour in a 45 mile zone. Can't he just push the pedal a little harder? Yeah, I'm just about at work here, so catch you later.
W-A-R-C-Y, late to the party. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Good morning and good Friday. Kilo Echo 8, Lee Mouth X-ray. I'm sorry I didn't catch that response. I was in another room. You want to try again?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray. I was just saying, good morning and good Friday.
Hi, thank you very much. You do the same, and I'm over here in just outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I'm tired of all the little rain showers we're getting, but it doesn't look like we're going to get hit too badly today in the metro Detroit area. So, all right, thank you for the comeback. Greatly appreciate it. You have a great weekend. W-A-R-C-Y, we're clear.
Hopefully the rain's not too bad today. We're on our way to Stony Creek for the fireworks today. I'm currently on 26 Mile in the Mobile. But you have a good rest of your day. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lee Mile Pack, right clear.
Push this to the radio.
Roger.
Okay. Now I turned off what was called the attenuation level. Hopefully this maybe helps it. I don't mind doing this, by the way. And matter of fact, I appreciate it because I get rather frustrated when I'm carrying on a conversation with somebody and it's not, you know, it's not perfect. I'm thinking to myself, okay, you guys should know better. And I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, that sounds a lot better. And, yeah, I'm with you on that. Anytime you don't, if something's not right with mine, please speak up because, I kind of a perfectionist on that, or at least I try to give it as good as I can. So, but yeah.
WDHKLL.
Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November monitoring. N0UEP, Kilo Echo 8, Mike Yankee, November, radio retrieved.
Yeah, I'm there, KFHDRC, KAWG.
Hey, Jack, heard you out here today earlier. Just wanted to say howdy. How you doing today?
Oh, very good. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm fat, dumb, and ugly, same as every day.
You're all right. I got what's happening besides the 90-degree weather.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get a little break, but it's I guess it's only a few degrees there. the heat just knocked me out.
That's right. Saturday or Sunday would be sunny all day, so you never know. It might reach up to 85, 89.
Yeah, Roger that. Looks like I'll be hiding out in the basement for a few more days.
Oh, I'm going back to Cass Lake today, so I'll be swimming there.
Hey, that a boy, Jack. Well, good. I'm kind of glad. I have a ball out here. It should be pretty nice.
Yeah, I saw the New York guy when I checked the boat and go around and come back and swim with it. There's no problem. Come on over. So I'm going to go there and maybe another. I'm going to take another 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah, Roger, and there's a little bit of a breeze out there, so it might be kind of nice on the water. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go because I can barely hear you. The volume's pretty low there. The West Bloomfield link is down, apparently, to the FBI, and I couldn't make it on my HT to Warren, so I'm over here on the KC8 LTS in Detroit. But the volume's real low. I can barely hear you.
To the one in the West Bloomfield, ARC.
Can you reach that one from Rochester?
Yeah, at my base station, I reached it yesterday and 2 days ago and before. I don't know how, but I do. I got that 9600 BYP. That's why. It's on medium, but we're reaching.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, I'll meet you over there then. We won't be tying up this one. All right, I'll catch you in the next couple here. KDAWJ.
Good talking to you. If I can't catch you, then I'll be driving anyhow. Take care. Have a good day. KSA-DRC.
KF8DRC, KD8WOJ. Thank you. Out there, young man. Thank you. Contact KD8WOJ. I'll be standing by.
KF8DRC.
Oh, there you are. You clear as a bell on this one. So are you on your way out to the lake now, Jack? Jack, if that was you, you got a signal, but there wasn't any audio. Maybe you're in the mobile there. Well, Jack, not sure if you can hear me or not, but looks like we're going to be able to do a little talking today. So have a good day there. Be careful out there on the lake, and we'll catch you later. KWOJ, I'll be clear. Oh, my goodness, you just come booming in here all of a sudden.
KWOJ.
Yeah, I got you, Jack, but I don't think you can hear me. You know, the BL has changed on this repeater there. It's now 123.0.
Yeah, I sense it, too. Roger.
There you go. I thought maybe you couldn't hear me. I'm just on a little HD on the porch here. Right now. Oh, my goodness, yes. You're booming in here like you're standing right next to me.
KF8DRC.
Yeah, I can hear you, Jack. Although sometimes it kind of cuts out. I don't know, maybe you got a loose wire in the mic, maybe? Yeah, I'm only getting bits and pieces there, Jack, so I guess maybe it's just a little bit too much of a stretch today. But anyway, have a good one there. Be careful be out when you get out on the lake here. If you get out this way a little bit closer, give me a shout. Take care, KEWOJ. I'll be clear.
And I got you.
Yeah, sorry, Jack. I got all I got was I got you, and then after that, I kind of didn't hear much else after that.
I guess we're that close by. That way, when I get there, I'll get you on a handheld. I have a handheld with me.
Hey, Jack, I got that one. It was kind of low, but I got you. All right, you have a good one there. Be careful, and we'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
Mobile.
KEAVFI and KEAWOJ. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Didn't quite catch who that was. You're a little digital for some reason, but that's kind of weird on an analog computer.
Yeah, it is. I do have a digital digital and analog HT, that Anytone 878, so I'm suspecting this thing ain't quite right, or maybe it's the owner.
Oh, that wouldn't really have anything to do with it, but maybe you just...
Which repeater are you on? Are you reaching? I'm on the West Bloomfield, and it seems like the link's been going in and out today. Must be my radio acting up, because I couldn't get a conversation going with Jack, and I seem to have lost you too.
Okay, well, I heard that, so I don't know what happened. I think there's a couple of routing or connection issues with the network, so it could be anything. I know it's being tended to at some point, so that's probably part of it. Things aren't 100% here, but you got a good radio there. When I do hear you, you sound good, so I wouldn't worry about it too much at this point. KE8BSI.
Yeah, thanks. I switched over for some odd reason. West Bloomfield seems to be the link to the rest of the FBI seems to be going in and out. So I switched over to the KCA LTS there in Detroit there, and I got you loud and clear now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're exactly right. Some of the linking with some of the places are either not working or intermittent or things like that. So, all right, very good. You sound real good now.
So what are you up to this afternoon? Are you on lunch?
Yeah, I don't necessarily be on lunch. I'm retired, but yeah, I'm actually just getting out of the house, running to get me a Butterburger at the Culver's. And I'm going to enjoy that. Just a quick little run, so I thought I'd throw my call out and see if anybody was listening or whatnot.
Oh, man, that sounds good. You got my stomach suddenly chewing on my backbone here.
Yeah, they got a good burger, that's for sure. Holy cow, is it crowded. Wow. Wow. I might end up changing destinations, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just pulling in the parking lot here, so thanks for coming back, and I'm going to go get fed, hopefully. KEABSI.
Okay, good luck. Have a good day and a good weekend there. Be careful out there. KEAWOJ, I'll be clear.
Thank you, still out there. KFAGIC.
Hey, go ahead, Jack. I'm out of here. KEAWOJ.
No, I just switched to Warren again. And I'm on a probably very wide open place because I'm on a 10-mile road.
Oh, okay. You're in your mobile now. 10-mile. Oh, you're going south then from Rochester. Are you headed out this way toward the lake?
I'm heading from 10 Mile to the lake.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're loud and clear now.
Well, because it's wide open here, that's why. Not much tree here on 10 Mile.
Yeah, roger that. You're getting to be a regular lake guy there. Regular fixture on Cass Lake.
You know what? She just called me. She said to come over. I said, no problem.
Well, heck yeah, why not, right? Probably a whole lot cooler there anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. We'll talk later anyhow. I'll give you a shout on the walkie-talkie, see how it's doing. Take care. WKFA-DRC.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Jack, what radio are you on? You're a little quiet today.
Okay, I'll be clear.
Now, let me try that again. Jack, what radio are you on? You're a little quiet today.
I'm on DB20.
Oh, okay. Well, you're making it into the system really good, but you just sound quiet to me. All right. Well, anyhow, carry on. I'm at my stop.
Hi, John. Good talking to you. Take care.
Yeah, everybody seems a little quiet on here. Been this way for a while.
Well, I'm on the UMP, so let me switch.
Yeah, I'm also on UMP. That's where you're quiet.
All right, switch to Warren. Let me hear you now, Jack.
Okay, how about now? Is now any better? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right, yeah, okay. Huh, that's weird. UMP, which is usually really loud, is quiet today. All right, I'm at my stop. Thanks, Dave. Good observation. W8FU.
KFA
does. W8FFM from W8FU. KF8F. W8FU. Not important. If you're not in the room, don't bother.
WDAKLL, Greg here in Burton. How you doing?
Hello, Greg. My name is Phil. Papa Andrew Yalima. Which system are you on?
Hi, Phil. Yeah, I'm up here working off the Holly repeater. I'm over near Burton.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I'm down near Pontiac right now, heading home.
Okay, yeah, it's a little warm out there. I just got done mowing the yard, so glad to get that over with.
I'd say you're brave to be doing that on a day like today. My wife and I are supposed to be going down to the ballpark to watch the Tigers game. Having second thoughts about it.
Yeah, that's, you know, we got to get down there ourselves. We've been talking about it. And I've only been to, I think, 2 games in my life. So I went once 2 years ago and haven't been back since. So it's always a good time.
Yeah, I probably haven't been there in at least 10 years, maybe more. So it was a Father's Day gift for our son. So got to do it, please, for him.
Yeah, roger, roger. All right, Phil, I believe it was, I didn't catch your call again here, but I'll write it down. I've heard you out here before talking to Sean and the guys. I know Jack from the GMRS side. I just got my license as well as Jack did, but I just upgraded to my general here a couple of, about 2 weeks ago. But I'm a newbie, just the end of March, I think I got my technician.
Well, congratulations on getting up to your general so quickly. The next step will be the extra. It's really not that hard. So, glad to see you did it. All right, yeah, I run the West Moonville repeater as part of the network. You know, with the between the Holly and the Chelsea and the Mount Clemens and Richmond and Warren, they're all connected.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm. I think we got two up here that are connected. The Holly, and then I believe the Flint 444-600.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with what's up there, but right now the Warren machine is off the network. There's an issue with that, so if you're trying to reach Jack or somebody, he may not hear you. So. All right, very good, Greg. Talk to you later. I'm almost home as it is, so got to get ready to go to the game. Talk to you later. AB8PR, Alpha Bravo 8, Papa Radio.
It's back online. Warren's back on.
Well, there, Sean. How you doing, Sean? Okay, Phil. We're talking with you, AB8PR from WD8KLO.
Okay, BTS National Order.
Yeah, why am I not hearing it, Sean?
Okay, hold on, stand by. Are they going to light up my con here? We'll disconnect.
Yeah, sorry, Sean. They just put a watch out, and I was getting ready to make an announcement, sir.
You go right ahead. Everybody stay clear of the frequency until I announce it disconnected. Go ahead, sir. The floor is yours. W8FP.
I can hold back while you disconnect, sir, if that's what you need to do.
All right, yeah, give me a minute here, and I'll let you know.
Okay, I'll assume we're clear here. This is KGTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac. This is your severe thunderstorm watch number 466. And that is in effect until, trying to read the product here, until 9 p.m. this evening. And that is for the counties of, boy, this is a confusing product they put out. 1 second. Let me try to reread this, guys. Okay, what I have here is for Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Danelaw, Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne. That's what I got until 9 o'clock. I don't know what they've changed on here, but it does not look normal to me. Kind of annoying. This is KTCS, National Weather Service, Portland. Once again, through thunderstorm watch number 466 has been issued for all 17 counties in the CWA. Is anybody wishing to check in with Mike on, please come now.
We owe you
I got you in there with a little bit of scratching with the signal. So if you could do me a favor, try to give it to me slowly again there.
Kilo, Charlie, 8, Echo, Lima, Quebec. Are you guys also up on the MI-5 system?
Okay, I did catch Kilo, Charlie, 8, Echo, Lima, Quebec, and the comment about the MI-5 system. You made it that time, so what was the comment?
Yeah, I wondered if you guys are on the
Well, you did drop out that time a little bit, so I have a hard time getting into the DMR side. I'm operating from home right now, and so I can get an operator in at the weather service. I am unable to get out of the house right now, so hopefully I'll have somebody down there, NWS, in a while, but I am not able to get on the DMR side. Hopefully Fred will get both the systems linked together here soon, so... And I'm sure Fred will be on top of that here. Somebody will be shortly. But I did get to know again. KD checks.
MI-5 event 1. Connected to UHF hub.
This is KD Jax, National Weather Service. Severe Thunderstorm Watch number 466 has been in effect, or is in effect, until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. I've got Bay County checked in. If there's any other county wishing to check into the MikeOnNet, please come now. KTTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, and that is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for all 17 counties of our CWA. So far I have Bay County check in with us. Are there any other counties wishing to check into the MikeOnNet at this present time?
MikeOn from Macomb County.
Macomb County, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Whiskey, Charlie, 8, Echo. Macomb County is condition green at 2:15 p.m.
Okay, Macomb got you in at condition green at 2:15. Thank you very much, sir. KTTX. Says KTTX. National Weather Service Troy Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, and that is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for all 17 counties of our CWA. So far I have Bay County and Macomb County checked in. Are there any other counties wishing to check into the MikeOnNet at this present time? Please come now. Okay, hearing nothing so far, KTTX, National Weather. At 1436. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, and that is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for all 17 counties in our CWA. I have Bay County and Macomb County checked into the net at this time. Are there any other counties, key stations wishing to check in at this time? Please come now. Hearing none, this is KTTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac at 1441. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac. Is issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466. This is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening. At present, we have Bay County checked in, and we have Macomb County checked in. Are there any other county key stations wishing to check into the net this time? KDTX, National Insurance, White Lake, 1449. Says KDTX, National Insurance, Detroit Pontiac has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, and that is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for the following counties, which is all 17 in our CWA. Currently, I have Bay County and Macomb County checked in. Are there any other county key stations wishing to check into the Micon net at this time? Please come now. KDTX, National Weather, 1456. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac, has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, which is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening. For all 17 counties of our CWA. I have Bay County and Macomb County check in. Are there any other county key stations wishing to check into the net at this time? Please come now.
Hey, Whiskey Hotel, monitoring.
Station calling, what was that?
Yeah, there's Alpha Alpha 8, Whiskey Hotel. My name is Bill, and I'm in Dearborn Heights.
I'm sorry, you need to back away from the mic and speak a little more plainly and do it slowly. Which county are you checking in for, and could I get your call sign, please?
I'm not checking in for a county. I just thought she was on this station. 73 is located here from Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel.
KDTX. National Weather Service, Strike Pontiac, has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 466, which is in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening for all 17 counties of our CWA. I have Bay County checked in, and I have Macomb County checked in. Are there any other counties wishing to check into the Micon net at this time? Please come now. Has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Shiawassee County, southeastern Michigan, and northwestern Livingston County in southeastern Michigan until 4:45 p.m. At 3:42 Eastern Daylight Time, the severe thunderstorm was located near East Lansing, or 7 miles southwest of Lanesburg, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Our hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Sources radar indicating this severe thunderstorm will be near Perry around 350, Maurice around 355, Bancroft around 405, Durand around 410, Lemon around 420. Casey Jets, National Weather Service, White Lake, is making out 1546. KDTX. Once again, National Weather Service Strike Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning to the following counties, Shiawassee County and northwestern Livingston County and southeastern Michigan until 4:45. These counties are under a severe thunderstorm warning. Look for east
degree of thunderstorm to be in Perry about now. Look for it to be in Maurice around 355. Bancroft around 405. Durand, 410. Lennon at 420. Yes, Mass Weather Service, information out, 1568. Also, severe thunderstorm watch number 466 remains in effect until 9 p.m. for our entire CWA. All 17 counties are included in this watch. Thank you, Jeff. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Shiawassee and northwestern Lincoln County. At 3:58 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm is located over Perry, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Mount R wind gusts are your primary hazards, your source and radar indicators. This severe storm will be near Maurice around, Maurice and Bancroft around 4:05, Durand around 4:15, and Byron around 4:20. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Judville, Bettington, Jasper, Conway, Township, and Vernon. This is KDTX, National Weather Service information out, 1600. For Eastern Shiawassee and Northwestern Livingston County. Deville, 4:45. At 4:07 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Bancroft or near Durand, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are seen on our wind gusts, resources, radar indicated. The severe storm will be near Durand and Bancroft around 4:10 and Byron around 4:15 p.m. KDTX, National Weather Service, information out at 1609.
Thank you, yes.
Your county key station, try to contact Weather Service.
Panic Media.
Good, Randy.
Have you got a peace station from Genesee checked in yet?
No, sir. Would you be it?
I'm it, sir. Put me down.
I'll put you down.
Thank you, sir. And it really was a condition rain.
At 1617, KDTX. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm remains in effect for 4:45 for southeastern Shiawassee County and northwestern Livingston County at 4:16 Eastern Daylight Time. The Minnesota storm was located near Byron, or 7 miles south of Durand, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Your hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts, radar indicated. This severe storm will be near Cahokia and Byron around 4:20. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include Conway Township and Vernon. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1618. Got a special weather statement for, basically for Bay's benefit, Bay County's benefit. Strong thunderstorms will impact Tuscola, Southeastern Bay, and Saginaw counties through 515. 418, Doppler radar is tracking a cluster of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from 6 miles northeast of St. Charles to near Franklin to near Clio. Movement was northeast at 30 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 40 miles an hour with these storms. And obviously, it's radar indicated. Strong storms will be near Saginaw, Vassar, Reese, Millington, Milwaukee, and Bridgeport around 425. Fair Grove and Munger around 435, Carroll and Akron around 445, Mayville, Quantico around 450, and Unionville around 5 p.m. This is KBTX National Weather Service, information out, 1621. This is KBTX National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Livingston County and southwestern Genesee County until 5:30 p.m. At 4:22, a severe thunderstorm was located over Byron or near Durand and another over Conway Township, both moving east at 40 miles per hour. Your hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts and your source is radar indicated. This severe thunderstorm will be near Linden and Lake Fenton around 4:30. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Argentine, Rankin, Tyrone Township, and Deerfield Township. This is KTTX, National Weather Service, information out to 1624.
Genesee is clear on the P warning, put us under condition yellow.
Okay, condition yellow at 1625, KTTX. KDTX, there's a storm warning remains in effect until 4:45 for southeastern Shiawassee County and northwestern Livingston County. At 4:25, the thunderstorm is located over Cahokia, or 9 miles northeast of Fowlerville, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are still 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Sources radar indicated. This severe thunderstorm will be near Byron around 4:30 p.m. KBTX, National Weather Service, information out at 1627. Severe thunderstorm watch number 466 in effect for all 17 counties of CWA until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening. KBTX. Thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. for northern Livingston and southwestern Genesee County until 5:30 p.m. At 4:34, thunderstorm is located near Cahokia or 8 miles west of Fenton, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Has a 60 mile an hour wind gust, radar indicated. This severe storm will be near Fenton, Linden, and Lake Fenton around 4:40 p.m. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Argentine, Rankin, Tyrone Township, and Deerfield Township. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake, information up 1637.
Pinellas County to monitor.
This is KD Jack. Severe thunderstorm warning for northern Livingston and southwestern Genesee County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. However, heavy rain is still possible with this thunderstorm. Severe thunderstorm watch number 466 remains in effect until 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for southeastern Michigan, which includes all 17 counties in our CWS. KGTX National Weather Information now 1639.
NHVBS cancels the copy the cancellation of the thunderstorm warning for the back to condition green, please.
Also at 1639. Thank you, sir. Take care. This is KD Tech. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Shiawassee and northwestern Livingston counties will expire at 4:45 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life and or property. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. Again, severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 9 p.m. for all 17 counties in our CWA. CPTX, information out, 1640. And that's a lead that cancels all the current warnings that we had out. And just back to the severe thunderstorm watch. There's the ATPS, there's the weather. The time will be away from the desk for approximately 3 minutes. There's the ATPS, special weather statement. Strong thunderstorms will impact northwestern Oakland County, northeastern Livingston, and southern Genesee County, 645. 440 Doppler radar tracking strong thunderstorms along the line extending from near Fort Creek to near Linden to Oak Grove, and moving northeast at 35 miles an hour. 50 mile an hour wind gusts could come out of these storms. Some of the locations are Flint, Bend, Grand Lake, Holly, Burton, Fort Creek, Linden, Philadelphia, Goodrich, Fortinville, Gaines, Oak Grove, Lake Benton, Atlas, Argentine, Davisburg, Rankin, Holly, State Recreation Area, Rose City, and Tyrone. The reason why I'm reading this is coming right through my area, and my area is prone to lose power. So in case you don't hear from me for a while, I've lost power, and I'll be scrambling trying to get my generator started to get back on the air. I will probably be texting Randy WF5X, so maybe you can call somebody to get on the air in my stead in case something does happen. Just so everybody's on the same page. Katie Jack, National Air, placing out 1640. County in southeastern Michigan and southeastern Genesee County in southeastern Michigan until 6 p.m. At 4:56 p.m., a severe thunderstorm is located over Texas, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Your hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts and radar indicators. This severe thunderstorm will be near Fenton and Holly around 5 p.m. and Hortonville around 5:20. Other locations impacted by this severe thunderstorm include Holly State Rec Area and Davisburg. KDTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1658.
And NABDS Nassau County copies. The second is the rear thunderstorm warning. Take it back up to condition yellow once again, Ted, please. Thank you, NABDS.
Okay, Randy, but we have to let you know you're having too much fun. Take it again. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Genesee County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm warning was prompted. The warning has moved out of the warning area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Right? Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for northwestern Oakland County. At 5:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the severe thunderstorm is located over Holly, moving east at 25 miles per hour. This severe storm will be near Holly around 5:10, Ortonville around 5:20. This is KGTX, National Weather Service, Lakeland. Information out, 1709.
Hey, Rudy, as Nassau County clear on the cancel, takes us back to condition green once again, Ted. Thank you, sir. And hey, Rudy,
back to condition green at 1709. This is NHZS, wrong call sign. KGTX, National Weather Service has the severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County, northwestern Oakland County, and still remains in effect until 6 p.m. At 5:15, severe thunderstorm was located near Ortonville, or 7 miles east of Holly, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Radar indicated. This storm will be near Fortville around 5:20. KGTX, National Weather Service, information out, 1716.
NABDS to Vuncan, copy event cancellations, or you can go ahead and check us out at 1725. Thank you, Ted, and have a good afternoon. Thank you, Field Day.
Yes, sir. Just getting ready to read that. So thanks for beating me to it. So. And, of course, I still have to stick around, but let me get a chance and I'll read the full thing. So, yeah, I'm not sure where you're going to be for field day. Wish we were doing it down at the Weather Service, but maybe next year. Catch you later, Randy. KGTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for northwestern Oakland County. Severe thunderstorm is located near Ortonville or 7 miles east of Holly, moving east 40 miles per hour. This storm is still supposed to be near Ortonville around 5:20. KGTX. National Weather Service has canceled severe thunderstorm watch 466 for the following areas. This includes Bay, Genesee, Midland, Saginaw, Shiawassee, and Tuscola. So those six counties are now kicked to the curb. See, we still have 11 counties still included in the watch. They are Huron, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Sanilac, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne. So they are still in watch. KDTX, National Weather Service. Information out, 1728. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. for northwestern Oakland County at 526. Severe thunderstorm was located near Clarkston or near Oxford, moving east at 35 miles per hour. 6 mile-an-hour wind gusts were the primary hazards. Severe thunderstorm will be remaining over mainly rural areas of northwestern Oakland County, including the following locations. Davisburg. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake, information out, 1730. This is KDTX, severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Oakland County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life and or property. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. However, heavy rain is still possible as a threat. Severe thunderstorm watch number 466 still remains in effect until 9 p.m. for 11 counties of our CWA. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Whitley. At this time, there are no warnings in the CWA. At this time, there are no warnings currently open. This is KDTX. This is KDTX. Once again, no warnings are currently out for our CWA. However, looking outside to the current rain that we're getting, I will accept life jackets and or pontoons for my house. KDTX.
This is KDTX with a special weather statement. The National Weather Service has issued at 5:38 p.m. Strong thunderstorms will impact southern Sanilac, Lapeer, Oakland, and Macomb, and St. Clair counties through 6:30 p.m. At 5:38, Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along the line, extending from near Brown City to 6 miles west of Romeo to Whitmore Lake. Movement was east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard winds in excess of 40, source radar indicated. Strong thunderstorms will be near Croy, Pontiac, Novi, Romeo, Almont, KFAC, Brown City, Rochester, Northville, and West Bloomfield around 5:45. Livonia, Peck, and Melvin around 5:50. Southfield, Yale, Birmingham, and Armada around 5:55. Sterling Heights and Emmett around 6. Royal Oak and Memphis around 6:05, Richmond, Croswell, and Applegate around 6:10, Macomb Township around 6:15. Yes, it's 1751.
And that is a wrap. That cancels the severe thunderstorm watch number 466 for the remainder of the 11 counties, which are Huron, Lapeer, Lenawee, Livingston, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Sanilac, St. Clair, Washtenaw, and Wayne. Thank you, Bay. Thank you, Genesee. Thank you, Macomb, for checking in with me this afternoon. 7-3, and everyone have a good evening. Kimmelot 8, Delta Tango X-ray. Now clear.
Lincoln from Macomb County.
Go ahead, Macomb.
Yes, sir. You can show Macomb closed at 6:31.
Okay, you got you closed at 6:31. Thanks for being here tonight. Can't keep you.
Thank you, sir. WCD.
MI5 Event 1. Disconnected.
This is KFA EDQ. Can I get a signal check, please? No copy on the signal check. This is KFA EDQ, and I'll be clear.